check the expiration date of your helmet before you hit the trail. We're going over the OHV safety gear next on Western Life Radio.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Check over your OHV safety gear to help keep you safe this summer. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation is checking over the helmets.
Each manufacturer, and all anyone has to do is pull that liner out, and every manufacturer puts that date of when it was manufactured, or not necessarily the expiration date, but most helmets do have a shelf life, like you referred to, Brian, from 5 to 7 years out. And so we encourage people, hey, when you start to within that 5 to 7 year period, you may want to go ahead and look at replacing that helmet. Now, obviously, if you've been in a previous accident with it, or if you've dropped it and it has a crack in it, those visible things that we can see are a good indication to go ahead and probably need to replace that helmet sooner. But over the lifetime of the helmet in and of itself, it does take on some of the spidering effect when it's rattling around in a cargo box on our trailer, or if we dropped it a couple times on the ground or on the tailgate of the truck, those sometimes add up to that helmet. It could cause that. So make sure you do a visual inspection each time you go out. And also, with your helmet, make sure it's done up properly and it's fastened. And you're also wearing some form of eye protection. Goggles are a good way to go about that, but there's nothing wrong with wearing safety glasses either and or sunglasses. And not because of the cool factor, but we don't want those bugs and sticks and things along those to get in your eyes that can be, especially this time of year, any time of year, helps those dust particles as well.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.